Jerry smiled at the decorations around the city. She loved the holidays. She'd recently gotten back from Aurora and managed to hire a new assistant. Cassie was doing a great job at setting up Jerry's office into a much more manageable work area. Now all Jerry needed was rest. On her way home, she passed a gaggle of kids tossing snowballs back and forth. A particular young one, sitting away from the others, caught her eye. The little boy's big blue eyes stared at her with open curiosity. He reminded her of a mini Reedstone. Did he have a child she hadn't met? She laughed to herself. According to what she knew of Reed, him having a child was close to an ice cube's chance in hell. Reed had been one of the children her husband had mentored when he'd been alive. He taught him how to run a business and eventually start one from scratch. She hadn't seen Reed in too long. All her recent travels had kept her from catching up with him. "Hello, handsome fellow," she said to the young child. "What's your name?"
"Gavin," he said, offering a mitten-covered hand to shake. "How are you?"
"Oh, my." She grabbed his little hand and shook. "Why aren't you a little gentleman? I'm doing very good, now that you've asked, sir. Tell me something, Gavin. Are you all alone, or is one of the older boys your brother?"
He shook his head. "My brother is in the bakery."
She glanced over her shoulder at Aurelis's bakery. The curvaceous baker had amazing hands when it came to food. It was a wonder the place wasn't continuously packed. She'd always felt there was more than met the eye with the baker. Her scent was different. There was more shifter than human in her. Jerry frowned at the couple arguing inside the bakery. Clearly Aurelis was having a hard time with a client. She turned back to Gavin with a frown.
"Would you like a cookie, Gavin?"
He nodded, eyes and smile wide. Jerry took the boy by his hand and pushed the bakery door open, watching the quarreling adults clam up and turn to look at her. Aurelis's normally dark brown eyes showed a hint of gold. Interesting. The man still had his back to her, but a good whiff, and Jerry was smiling.
"Reed?"
He turned. His bright golden eyes caught her by surprise. Boy, he was quite angry. His animal was ready to tear into his very expensive-looking suit and coat and make himself known.
"Jerry?"
His words were low and gruff with his animal. He marched over and embraced Jerry in a hug.
"It's been so long."
Too long. Where the hell had she been when Reed had grown so damn handsome? She pulled back, her gaze gliding back and forth between Reed and Aurelis.
"You look amazing, Reed."
She racked her brain for the last time she'd seen him. It was almost 10 years. Lord, where did time go? At her charity function, that's where she'd seen him last. She held him at arm's length and took in all of the big wolf she'd once known as a boy as young as Gavin. Remembering the child, her eyes roamed the room for a boy close to Gavin's age. No one else was in the store. Odd.
"My cookie?"
Gavin asked, bringing all eyes to him. Aurelis rushed behind the counter and picked 2 chocolate chip that smelled heavenly. Cookies wrapped in a napkin, she darned it around and bent down to hand Gavin his dessert.
"Here you go, baby."
"It's good to see you, Jerry,"
Aurelis said. She was pissed. Jerry could always tell when the Latina was angry because her accent became thicker. Usually, it was when she was overrun with clients who demanded to be served before others like they had some special privilege. Jerry's mind kicked into overdrive. Could Gavin be Reed's little brother, 30 years his senior?
"We should go,"
Reed told Gavin. The child didn't appear concerned with anything but his treats. Reed glanced at Jerry and gave her a warm smile.
"I'll give you a call this week so we can have dinner. It's been too long."
She nodded. "You're right. I can't believe I've been so busy I hadn't noticed we haven't seen each other." He barked a laugh that made his ocean blue eyes bright with mirth.
"You've been busy matchmaking everyone in this city and beyond."
Jerry winked. "Careful before I set my sights on you."